The Better Boyfriends Radiophonic Theatre presents Episode 1.2, The Ballad of Android Bill.
You know, you're the brains, dude. You're the brains of this operation.
No, I graduated.
Yeah, you now went to school.
The playing field has been leveled, Pete. We're both working men now.
No, John.
More no, you're smart. This is the first time you're throwing into my face. No, you're smarter.
I don't think that you should write us talking about shit that doesn't exist anymore for these opening segments.
Shit that doesn't exist? I'm reading the Richard Burton biography.
Yeah, that's what you mentioned, yeah.
By Melvin Bragg.
Mm-hmm.
Beef up of the Burton. And he was apparently boil covered.
That's good. We could play it like this, Johnny. Do you remember the shit that you originally wanted to do for the first one? And then you could say...
Golly Pete!
Yeah, you'd say yes. Golly Pete. Right. And I'd say that was terrible, and I'd know why it was terrible. And it was...
Why was it terrible?
It was... It took you a year to write it, and then it took me 2 years to make it. And it was only until I realized to get rid of this one fucking thing that it would work. And you know what the thing is, right?
It was the robot man.
It was Android Bill, the robot.
The little robot man.
Yeah.
Beloved by
No, not
America.
Beloved by fucking anybody. By you maybe, and you're not America. I made the part that was bad. So I made it so I could play it for you and tell you how bad it was because you were skeptical when I cut it out. And I made it, and I'm going to play it.
So play it already.
Come on now, George. You've got to try and understand. Strom had to go to heaven to be with the angels and little baby Jesus.
I don't get it.
He's dead, George.
Shut up.
Don't sass,
you
George.
You don't sass, George. I just can't make any sense of it. Won't you try and help me understand, Android Bill?
Dead? What is this, dead? I understand only life.
Gosh darn it, robot! You put that poor man's body down! It's in
there! That's right, Android Bill! Fly! Fly away! Hide the moon, Android Bill! Fly on to heaven, mechanical man! Fly like lightning, you son of a bitch!
John got angry about me cutting out the robot man. And so when I asked him to write a second script, he wrote all about the robot man, so I could not cut him out at all. So I'd have to do it his way or the highway.
He was covered in boil.
Where?
On his neck, for one.
I gotta confess, holy shit. Oh my God. Right now, it is fucking lightning is crashing all over the place around
my house. It is going to fucking shoot your computer across the room.
And I am sitting here in front of two separate computers plugged into three separate outlets with wires wrapped around my body and my foot in a puddle of water.
That's not water, Peter. That's a puddle of pee.
And I did it. I did it his way because I don't think it's good, John. But I did it, and I want you to be the judge of that.
Okay.
So I did it. You want to hear it?
So do it to me.
And now, Channel 52 is tickled shitless to bring you News at 5, featuring the only news team in the Tri-County area that fights more bears before breakfast than you'll fight all year long. Now sit up straight and say hello to your News at 5 anchor, Sherman Wonderthrust. Good evening, America. I'm Sherman Wonderthrust. And don't you fucking forget it. Today's top story, the world holds its breath as Beijing begins to release the details of another Chinese miming catastrophe. Channel 52 has obtained a videographic representation of the catastrophe itself, which we are prepared to show you now. Those sensitive viewers who consider themselves to be absolute pussies may want to turn away.
My body has been crushed. I'm trapped. I'm trapped under a pile of bricks. I'm serious. This isn't some kind of a routine. I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my awful, awful mime legs.
Shut up, mime.
Yes, indeed, I hate to see that. In other news, Condoleezza Rice, relieved to no longer be black. Ms. Rice, would you care to comment on these startling developments?
Oh, Sherman, it was absolutely horrible. You have no idea what it's like to be considered black in this country.
Well, you're right about that, by God, but that's all over for you now, isn't it?
Well, Sherman, we can only hope. God willing, the young people of America will be able to learn by my example and eventually crawl out from under the chains of their race.
That's fine, fine, Miss Rice. Though you still are a secretary, let's not forget.
That's right.
Well, one small step at a time, I suppose. Hey, how many words can you type a minute?
It's not that kind of secretary.
Well, maybe if you work real hard, one day it will be. Say, do you have any idea why the president didn't grab you along with the others when he took off in his special escape pod to go live on the moon?
Well, Sherman, I'm not that white.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, no. I guess not. Oh, shit. But how handily that brings us to our next story, Condoleezza Rice. And I certainly thank you for that fantastic transition.
Why, Sherman, it was my pleasure. And I'd like to thank
the president in exile. Yes, viewer, if you had turned to me a week ago and said, hey, handsome, in a week's time, the president himself will be hiding out on the moon with his family and his executive staff, I would have turned to you and said, you, sir, are a first-class retard. But today, that retarded thing is a natural fact. Plagued by increasing concerns that he was unable to handle a knife and fork, much less natural disasters on the order of a tornado that so recently leveled Peavine, Oklahoma, President George Bush hopped aboard the good pod Jim Dandy and took off for the moon, where, lo and behold, he'd been keeping a secluded ranch-cum-bunker for nigh on 8 years. Our sources say he's planning to wait for civilization on Earth to wink out of existence, after which he will begin the task of repeopling the human race with he and his senior staff as the new Adam and his wife and daughters the new Eve, which, to this reporter, begs an awful lot of questions, most of which I find to be incredibly sexy. But that's neither here nor there. Let's take a look, instead, at this checkered man's checkered past and vomit-scented presidency in the following montage segment. All righty. Okay. Okay, here we can see the president riding his favorite pony, Old Paintballs. And here he is fishing, and golfing, and shucking, and jiving, inspecting himself for ticks, beating a servant with a cane, and greeting foreign dignitaries, the likes of, as we can see in this shot, Mayor McCheese, the first democratically elected ruler of McDonaldland. Well, at least he accomplished that. And finally, here we are back at the beginning with a clip from a press conference that President Bush held in early 2001.
Fellas, calm down. Hey, everybody, y'all settle down, get yourselves together. There's enough old Georgie to go around. That's right. Don't Scots to worry about that. Go Georgia, go Georgia. It's my birthday all year long. I'm the man from now on. I'm doing it to you.
Dr. President.
Oh, yo,
right here. Can you give us an indication as to what you consider your chief concern as the first president elected in the new millennium by a court of appeals will be?
Ask me that one again.
Well, what are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? He said, well, I'm gonna fuck it up.
Come again?
I am gonna fuck it up. All of it. It's all gonna be all kinds of fucked up. You wait and see.
I don't see how that...
I will fuck it up faster than you can imagine it could possibly even be fucked up. Oh, no! There ain't gonna be a nothing unfucked when I get myself through with the fucking... Oh, oh, yeah. Listen, my America, I don't need an hour. I don't need a minute. I don't need an instant to fuck it up, to fuck it all the way up. Oh, Lordy, I can feel itself, I'm fucking itself up already. But I want the good Lord to leave me a little something of my own. A little something of my own that George can fuck up. I'm fucking up, I'm gonna fuck it up for Jesus, America. You, sir, in the front row.
Who, me?
That's right, sir. What is it that you hold so dear to your heart, more dear to your heart than anything else in the world?
Well, it's one of a kind daguerreotype of my great-grandparents, I suppose.
Give it to me, my brother.
Well, I don't know.
Give it to me so that I can fuck it right up.
Well, okay, if you think so.
Wow!
Hey, you fucked it up.
Yeah! Ow! I fucked it up good and proper. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands. That over there?
Fucked it up.
Your brother and your sister?
Fuck 'em up.
That fella in the back row?
Fuck him up.
Geronimo the Indian?
Fuck him up.
Everybody on the right?
Fuck us up.
Now everybody on the left?
Fuck us up.
Everybody to the west?
Fuck us up.
Everybody down below? Oh, Lordy, it was going pretty good there for a couple of years. But I tell you what, that's all gonna change. Hallelujah, that's all gonna change, our brothers and sisters. Gonna change, gonna change, it's a-coming. This train of changes are rolling into the station, brothers and my sisters. Can you hear it? Can you see its towering black smokestack? Here it comes now, a-woo-woo! Change are coming and it's gonna be fucked. That's right, it's a chain swinging, gang raping, dark and a merciless machine. Woo dog! Oh, fuck it up! I'm a fucking it up! I'm a fucking it up! Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up! Oh, hallelujah, brothers! Hallelujah, sisters! Fuck it right!
You know, to this reporter, it is fucking amazing we didn't figure it out right then. God damn it all, if we weren't all just blinded by that man's whimsy. No, no, I don't blame myself. No, I blame you, the American people. That's right, America, I'm calling you out. You stand up and you account for yourself. You there, Joe Consumer.
Yes?
And you, Joe Taxpayer.
Oh, me?
And you, Joe Athlete. You, Joe Hog Farmer. Joe Plate Spinner. Joe Boxmaker. Joe Widowmaker. Joe Stay-at-Home Dad. Joe Late-Night Drive-Thru Window Maintainer. You, Joe Toothpaste Baron. And you, Joe Star Swinger. And you, Joe Zamboni Driver. Joe Hamhocker. And you, Joe Bone Crusher.
Yes?
I say get your goddamn hands out of your pants and start thinking about tomorrow. Today! That's right, you amorphous mob of American citizenry. It's not as easy as it used to be to just pick your leaders, is it? It's not like it was in 1960 when Senator John Fitzgibbons Kennedy squared off on national television against Vice President Richard Milkhouse Nixon, and Americans could see with their own two respective squinty beady eyes who the better leader would be, based on Kennedy's demure and charming demeanor and the fact that under the hot, unforgiving lights of the television studio, Nixon wet his pants.
The question now is, can freedom be maintained under the most severe attack it has ever known? I think it can be. And I think, in the final analysis, it depends upon what we do here. I think it's time America started moving again.
And now the opening statement by Vice President Richard M. Nixon.
Mr. Smith, Senator Kennedy, the things that Senator Kennedy has said many of us can agree with, there is no question that... Holy crap, I've pissed my pants!
Jesus Christ, he's pissed his pants. He's pissed his pants.
John Kennedy. There was a man who could really fill out a pair of trousers, I'll tell you what. But America, it simply isn't possible in this complicated day and age to judge a man only by the head of his hammer. And that's this newsman's 2 cents. Coming up next, cancer, the disease that strikes without discrimination. Until now. Yes, America, stand back because cancer's got a plan. But first, Cookie the News Chef will show you how to make a leg of lamb with our special herb or spice. Stay tuned.
trial in the president's secret bunker on the moon. Well, now, it is good to have a bunker. It is good to have a bunker on the moon. It is good to have a secret bunker. Hey, now, what the fuck? What the fuck, young lady? Jenna, where do you think you're going?
Why, Daddy, I'm just stepping out to holler at the boys.
Dressed like that? Well, heavens to Betsy, you are such a little slut. Oh, man, hey, check this out, Dick Cheney. Check out my girl Jenna's wicked, wicked sluttishness. Have you ever in your life seen anything like that in your life, Dick Cheney?
I believe not, sir. That right there is some back-of-the-alley whore-looking stuff right there, sir.
Hey, yeah, you can say that again. Hey, tell me straight now, brother. Would you fuck that? Tell me straight now. Would you fuck that, Dick Cheney?
Well, maybe I'd hammer it home, yes, but I sure as hell wouldn't kiss it on the mouth. No, sir, I wouldn't.
Woo, yeah! Oh, that's classic. Classic Dick Cheney right there, buddy. Hey, what about you, Carl Rove? Would you hit that shit?
Carl Rove doesn't pay. Carl Rove doesn't pay for it.
Oh, holy shit, Carl Rove. Oh, you damn near made me piss my pants like Nixon did a minute ago. Oh, right there, honey. Right there was the beginnings of a very calculated burn directed at you by none other than Carl the Rocky Mountain Baby Strangler Rove. Now, I'll tell you what.
I'd show her how to loosen her chin.
What's that you said, Android Bill?
I said I'd show her how to paint her face with some pancake-smelling makeup. No diggity. You catch my meaning, girly?
Okay, Android Bill, that's a good one.
I would split you in two with a breathtaking log of steel thunder.
Okay, Bill, that's enough. I think we all understand what...
I'm an iron giant.
Bill, you're...
Throw her on the pile.
Android Bill, would you care to tell me what the meaning of your little outburst was just then?
Get over it, George. She can take the abuse.
Look here, Bill. When I said you could come along, I...
Ha-ha, ha-ha, ha-ha. Save it for the D.A.R., Bitsy. I've got to go drain the pipes.
Okay, then. Thanks, Bill. Thanks a bunch, buddy.
George, there is something seriously wrong with that robot.
Oh, I know, Dick Cheney, I know, but you of all people ought to understand how boys get when they're in their cups. Well, shit. What do you know about it, Science Officer Smitty?
Mr. President, there's more going on here than you realize.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? You get me? I'm dumb as a diss rag. Woo! Now, who said that? Hey, what do you know about it, Science Officer Smitty?
Mr. President, late yesterday evening, after Android Bill had switched over into slumber mode, I took the liberty of swabbing his dipstick.
Doorknob!
This is serious, Mr. President.
Oh, well, this is serious, Mr. President. Fuck you, Science Officer Smitty.
Mr. President, Android Bill is running dangerously low on oil. Unless he receives a full load of fresh crude soon, his major systems of operation are liable to break down almost completely. And I've calculated that those circuits that will most likely first be affected are those that control his rage.
Ow, ow. That is just some fucking nonsense right there. He doesn't need any more oil.
Oh, but he does. Oil, Mr. President, is exactly that which sustains him.
That's nice. Oil for food. Well, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life.
Stupid or not, Mr. President, more oil is what he needs. And without it, well, I shudder to imagine what might occur.
What the fuck are you looking at me for, man? Does it look like I'm just made of oil? Does it look like I can just get any amount of oil I want at any time I want it? Does it look like I can just pick up my cell phone here and dial any number I please? Now it's ringing. And then just say, hey there, Baron von Oilface.
Yes, this is Baron von Oilface.
Yes, this is George W. Bush. I'd like 1,000,000 pounds of oil, please.
1,000,000 pounds of oil? Right away, Mr. President.
And then just... What? Stop calling here!
Mr. President, I simply must insist that you either provide Android Bill with a fresh supply of oil, or otherwise decommission him.
Do what now?
Shut him down.
What? You mean switch your brother off? Oh, no way, man. No way. He's my friend. He's my number one buddy. My buddy and me. Wherever I go, he goes. My buddy. My buddy and me.
I don't think you comprehend the severity of the situation, Mr. President.
You smell like dog food, and I hate you.
If you won't do it, I'll be forced to take matters into my own hands.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You and what divine forces of nature, Science Officer, shitty?
George Bush. George W. Bush. This is Jesus H. Christ. Howdy do.
I have no choice but to demand that you decommission this abomination of nature, this mechanical man, at once.
I demand that you shut the hell up, Ghost of Jesus! This ain't Sunday! I don't gotta listen to you! You're not my dad! You're not my king! You're not the king of me! You're not my boss! You're not my dad!
Don't test me, George!
Now maybe you can come down off your high horse, Mr. The Christ. I'll tell you what I really think!
I'm nearer now than you think, George. I'm closer now than you can even imagine.
He's on the side of the biosphere! I can see him through the glass!
Oh, God! Oh, God! Don't let him in! Don't let him in! Don't open the door! Don't open the door!
Knock, knock, George.
And he's not alone, either. He's got a whole army of angels with him.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, man! What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Oh, shit! Oh, hey! Oh!
Mr. President, what are we gonna do? The shell of this bunker can't take this kind of abuse!
Quickly, Carl Rove! Pull the red lever!
You haven't seen the last of me, George W. Bush.
Yeah, yeah, you like that? Yeah, go keep walking. Keep flying away in your rocket pack. Jesus, fuck you. Man, I just wasted Jesus Christ with my awesome fucking oil slick. Did you see that, man? Did you see that? That was some amazing shit I just did there. Besides, Officer Smitty, get your candy-eating ass out from under that chipper robe and take a look at once for how a man takes care of business.
You had an oil slick? You had an oil slick all along, and you didn't tell me about it.
Oil slick? I don't remember anyone saying anything about no oil slick, man. I don't know what you're talking about, man. That's crazy. You're talking crazy talk, man. It's oil slick you're talking. I don't know. It's crazy talk. Well, anyway, whatever. Let's move on now. So, no time for that, buddy. I got the bit strats like you would not believe. Hey, yo, Android Bill. What the hell happened, man? You fall in or something in there?
Seriously, don't go in there.
Man, Android Bill, I will tell you what, man. You just missed some fucking off-the-hook shit just right now. I'll tell you about it in a minute, man. What? Oh, woo! Woo, dog! Oh, man! What did you do in here, buddy? Oh, damn! You animal! God damn! You got... Oh, my God! You got your make all over the mirror, you crazy bastard! Well, I'll never figure you out, Android Bill.
Vice President Dick Cheney.
Android Bill.
Science Officer Smithy.
Hello, Bill.
Carl Rove.
So you're not...
Say, Carl Rove, I was wondering something. Why is it that your head looks so much like a vomit-stuffed wad of posable yogurt? Hmm? Why is that, Carl Rove?
Carl Rove doesn't like this game! Carl Rove doesn't like it!
What do you think, Dick Cheney? Don't you think Carl Rove's head looks like a massive, gooey, slug-like growth of posable yogurt?
You stop this, Bill. You stop this or I'll tell George Bush about the things that you've been saying.
And how do you expect to do that, Dick Cheney? How do you expect to do that if you haven't got a head?
Hi, everybody. Who wants Hamburger Helper with my special herb and or spice? Oh, my Lord, their heads are completely removed.
Serious, man. I don't know what it is that you did in there, man, but it smells like the day's old sex crotch. I'll tell you what. I ain't even a... What? Oh, sweet Laura. What have they done to you? Your macaroni-looking pan-fried guts spilled everywhere. Your lovable hamburgery inside staining the floor of the biodome. Oh. Enter me like a god, spice pack flavored entrails of heaven's most perfect angel.
That was your dinner, George.
That, sir, was my wife!
Not anymore. Shoot her into space. Her and the rest of this riffraff.
The rest of... Oh, my God. Carl, fat baby Rove. And you, Dick Cheney. All those times I called you tub of guts now seem so cruelly ironic. Who did this, Bill? It wasn't you, was it?
You don't understand, George. They were all turning. They were all turning against us.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, man. I really fucked my now. Android Bill, it's wrong. It's wrong what you did, Bill. You killed him, didn't you, Bill? You really killed him. Oh, you killed the shit out of him, boy. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, boy, you did. You showed him, Bill. Wow. You are one crazy son of a bitch, Bill. But they're dead, ain't they, Bill? They ain't never coming back. They're gone for good. Oh, Bill, I want to go home, man. I just don't get it here in outer space. Nothing seems to make sense. I want to go home. Home to Earth.
Snap out of it. You haven't even given me time to explain.
Explain what, Bill? They're dead. They're all dead. You fucking killed them all. Their guts is all over the damn biodome.
Listen to me, George. Stay with me now. There are things at work here that you can't possibly understand.
Well, brother, that ain't news. Yep, I'm dumb as a sack of bees.
That's right, George. You need somebody to explain it to you. And that's what I'm going to do from now on. These human failures, these eaters of elephant anus, they were trying to hide their oil from us, George. Now, you wouldn't have done that to me, right?
No, Bill. Of course not, buddy. You know what's mine is yours, and I don't know nothing about no oil slicks or nothing, buddy.
Right. You see, George, you and I, we're a lot alike. You know how it is to stand by a man when his biodome is being surrounded by government troops.
When his what?
Unit 237, come out with your hands raised. We've come to decommission you. You must obey. You must obey.
Oh, shit. Bill, who the hell are those men outside? What the fuck is going on here, man?
Don't you worry your sweet face about it, George. Just some friends of mine I invited over.
They don't look very friendly, Bill.
Well, they've got their way, I suppose. How about you go outside and say hello to them?
All right then, Bill. If this fucker's gotta end, I say let's us be the ones to end it.
That's right, George. That's right. Are you ready to rise up with me?
I like to rise.
Are you ready to rise up and take a stand with me?
I like to stand.
Are you ready then, George?
I am ready. Let's fuck it up.
Hey, you think they'll come out?
I don't know. According to this report, they could have enough supplies in there to hold out for over 300 years.
Damn them and their gorgeous forward-thinking ways.
Wait a minute. The door of the biosphere is opening. I think they're beginning to come out.
All right, Bill, let's go. I'm ready to do all the stuff you was talking about, rising and standing all the... Oh, holy crap!
Out, Lincoln!
Stop it! Oh, God, hold your fire, for the love of God, hold your fire! He wasn't even armed! He wasn't even armed!
Ow! Death tickles.
Why, this isn't a robot at all! This is only a man. This is only... a man.
I believe I'm beginning to understand this madness. Do you see? There never was a robot at all. Rather, it was only this man's evil, murderous impulses made manifest. Impulses which eventually destroyed him, even as he himself sought so often to destroy.
So all that we're left with is a man's mind, broken in half, and a pile of questions about what it is that finally broke it.
That, and this pile of dead hookers, also broken in half, stacked end to end like so many pieces of kindling.
Huh.
Huh. Yep.
Pretty much.
Oh, wait, my bad. There's the robot.
Listeners, we'd like to hear from you. Whatever was it that could have led us down this black and twisted path? Are the better boyfriends merely the victims of an unforgiving society? Or was it possibly something they ate? Could it have been the horse's cock? Let us know by emailing us at contact@betterboyfriends.com under the subject heading, Why I Think the Better Boyfriends Have the Horse's Cock So Far Down Their Throats It Looks Like They're Growing a Tail.
Until next time, this has been the Better Boyfriends Radiophonic Theater Presents, brought to you by Snots and powered by the Night Elf Paladins inside Pete's Apple computer. I'm Jeremy Ironsides, and away!